June 1939. My dear Sabina, perhaps it's because we are twins and both exiled from our home that I think you will understand my feelings more than anyone else in the family. My time in America, only a month now, has been miserable. I had hoped it would be your respite, a time to visit with old and trusted friends and to teach in an environment that wasn't combative. I've also persuaded myself that I might be a voice for the embattled confessing church here in America. But I'm plagued by doubts. I walked aimlessly around Times Square last night, angry that I hadn't received any news from Germany in the post or by phone. The political news in the papers is disturbing, and I told myself, if war breaks out now, I will return to Germany immediately. I cannot stay out here alone. I'm quite clear about this. Over there is where I live. Even if Hans hasn't come up with a plan to keep me from serving Hitler in the military, I will return. So, I have decided to give notice to all my benefactors here that I plan to return to Germany within the next 6 weeks.
No, I refuse to listen to you.
I've already informed Reinhold, the Federal Council of Churches, and everyone else who has scheduled me for responsibilities.
But you just got here, what, 3 weeks ago? How can you think clearly about going back now? Can't you give it some time?
No, I'm afraid that time is the one thing I can't give. I don't mean to be irresponsible, Peter, but coming here was a big mistake.
What about the problems back in Germany? The draft, the inevitable war, the problems in the church?
They're my problems, and I must face them all.
But Dietrich, what about us?
Please, listen carefully to what I'm saying. This is not an impulsive decision. Christians in Germany will face the terrible alternative of either willing the defeat of their nation in order that Christian civilization may survive, or willing the victory of their nation and thereby destroying our civilization. I now know clearly in my heart which of these alternatives I must choose. So I must go home.
Oh.
The journey is over. I'm glad to have been over there. I'm glad to be on the way home. I think I've learned more about myself in this last month than perhaps in the last 9 years. I'm ready now to do what I must do, by whatever means possible, to save my country. For better or worse, this is my decision. And may God have mercy on it.
Guten Tag, Herr Bonhoeffer.
Hans! Well, how did you know I would be on this train?
I asked your parents for the details of your return from America. I thought it would be good for us to talk before you reached Berlin. I believe the Nazis have bugged every house, every park bench, even the trees.
Not train compartments?
Perhaps even train compartments, but I'll risk it. You will be happy to know that we have arranged to keep you from being drafted into the army.
Oh, danke schön, Hans.
And a good thing, too, considering your premature return to Germany.
Now, how have you maneuvered me out of the military?
By making you essential elsewhere.
Oh, well, the church. I'm sure the government accepted that.
No, no, not the church. You're going to have to sever your ties to the church for the time being.
Well, not a concern. I believe they've already severed their ties with me. So, to whom am I essential?
The Abwehr.
And what?
Admiral Canaris wants to make you a civilian agent in military counterintelligence. It's remarkable, yeah? As an agent of the Abwehr, you can travel under the auspices of working for the Nazis while actually doing work for us. It will even allow you to meet with the ecumenical church leaders that I know you care so deeply about. We'll post you in Munich so that you will be out from under the watchful eyes of the Gestapo in Berlin. We have even secured you lodgings in a Benedictine monastery in Ahrtal, near Munich. It's perfect. What do you think?
I think I cannot refuse. Tell Admiral Canaris I'm at his service.
You are in Germany's service, Dietrich. Not the Reich, but the true Germany. The Germany we hope to reclaim from this evil, deplorable regime.
Dateline September 1st, 1939. Nazi Germany attacked Poland at dawn this morning in a blitzkrieg of tanks, infantry, and aircraft.
Britain and France have declared war on Germany for its aggression against Poland. In a broadcast, Prime Minister Chamberlain said, "In this war, we are not fighting against you, the German people, for whom we have no bitter feeling."
The people of Germany are applauding Adolf Hitler's move into Poland.
Dietrich, the Abwehr has an important communique for you to deliver to Bishop Bell in Switzerland. It's our desire that if we can overthrow Hitler successfully, then the Allied governments will recognize our authority to sign an armistice.
April 8, 1940. Hitler invaded Denmark,
Norway,
Holland, Belgium,
and Luxembourg on May the 10th as bombs rained down.
This is absurd. What are we supposed to do? We expected the war to throw Germany into a crisis, but Hitler is winning. The people won't allow us to declare him insane while he is successfully accomplishing his goals.
But he is no less guilty of his crimes, whether he's successful or not. The question is, Hans, are we prepared to resist him even if we cannot do so successfully? Dare we claim that God is on the side of the losers?
Oh, leave it to you to turn this into a theological question.
14th of May, 1940. Hitler and his Nazi forces have turned their full might and power against France in a devastating wave that pushed the Allied forces off of the beaches of Dunkirk.
Compiègne in France. It was here on November the 11th, 1918, that the armistice ending the First World War was signed. Germany succumbed in disgrace to its ancient enemies of France and Britain. Today, on June the 22nd, 1940, the tables have been reversed. Adolf Hitler, Field Marshal Goering, and other German leaders are here to secure France's unconditional surrender to the Nazis.
It's increasingly difficult. My work with the Abwehr allows me to meet regularly with Bishop Bell and members of church resistance in other countries. But in this country, I dare not speak to the confessing church of what I'm doing for fear that it will hurt them if I'm found out. So now they think I've turned. They think I've compromised.
Oh, Dietrich.
Is it so important what they think?
Oh, I don't know. I startled one of my former students the other day when I saluted. I raised my arm when they played the national anthem after France surrendered. I saw the look in his eyes as he was certain that I betrayed my own principles. All I could say to him was, "We are fighting for riskier and more important things than a salute, Mama. Papa, I will shout Heil Hitler at the top of my lungs if it will help to cover the whispers of rebellion that will bring him down."
Today, the Nazi government announced that all Jews must wear a yellow star identifying their race.
Heinrich Himmler has begun the relocation of Jews living in Berlin and its environs.
Where, Hans? Where are they taking them?
They are relocating the Jews to the concentration camps. Where else? Admiral Canaris has instructed us to formulate a plan to help to get Jewish families safely out of the country, even if it's just a handful at a time.
I think I know how we can do that.
But Herr Bonhoeffer, they are Jews. I cannot let them through.
Do you see their papers? Do you understand who they are working for? The Abwehr.
Yes, I see. But as Jews, I'm not sure
look,
that I...
Look, what is your name? Otto...
Otto Trott.
Herr Trott. I appreciate the diligence of your efforts, but we must be on that ferry to Sweden when it leaves. Important light business depends upon it. Now, it isn't my intention to have you interrogated by the Gestapo.
The Gestapo? Interrogated? Me?
But I will not take responsibility for your future if you do not let me and my associates through. Do you understand?
Yes, Herr Bonhoeffer. Right away, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, good evening, Fräulein.
Reverend Bonhoeffer? Grandma, it's Reverend Bonhoeffer. Come in, come in.
Oh, it's raining terribly. Where can I hang my coat?
I'll take it.
Oh, be careful, it's wet. You're Maria, aren't you?
You remembered. I'm flattered.
I taught you and your sister, wasn't it? Confirmation. But you were so young then.
What is she now? An old 18?
Hello, Reverend Bonhoeffer. What an unexpected surprise.
Good evening, Frau von Kleist-Welzow. I was in the area on my way home from a visit to Sweden, actually, and you said if ever I wanted to stop in.
Of course, do come in. Though I must say you look awful.
I feel a bit under the weather, I think.
Do you have a fever? Let me see.
Oh, I'm sure it's only a slight cold.
Good heavens, you're on fire. Maria, tell her to prepare the guest room right away.
Yes, Grandma.
Oh, I don't mean to trouble you. I was on my way and I...
Reverend! Reverend! First, Maria, come quickly.
Oh, good. You are finally awake.
Oh, where am I? What's happened?
Don't you remember? You were at Grandma, Ruth von Kleist-Retzow's house. You came a couple of days ago.
A couple of days?
You've been very ill. You have pneumonia, according to our doctor.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Reverend. We phoned your parents and have assured them that you will be all right. You are to rest here until you are completely recovered.
You are Maria von Wedemeyer.
That's right.
I remember, yes. I told you how grown up you've become since I last saw you. And, quite beautiful, if I may say so.
You may, providing that isn't your fever talking.
Maria, it's very important I make a phone call to someone in Munich.
You can make all the phone calls you need to make. But first, you have a visitor.
Oh?
He came this morning. You can come in now. He's awake.
Thank you, Maria. Hello, Dietrich.
Hans, I'm so glad it's you.
I will leave you two gentlemen to talk.
Thank you, Maria. You're kind.
Not at all.
I insisted on coming after Frau von Kleist-Retzow phoned your parents. Of course, the whole family was worried. Christine made some cakes for me to bring, but I'm afraid I've eaten quite a few on the way up. How did the operation go?
Can we talk here? Do you want to check the door?
Not necessary. Ruth von Kleist-Retzow is one of us.
What?
Well, she has supported us from the very start. Not only morally, but with her money. Didn't you know? I thought that's why you came here.
No, I had no idea. She'd been a friend of the family for years. Well, then, the operation was a success. I was able to get all seven of them into Sweden.
Excellent. Well done, Dietrich. The Admiral will be very pleased.
We simply have to tell them not to wear the yellow stars from now on, to keep them out of sight. It caused a panic with the official at the ferry.
Ah, I see. I'll pass that along. Now, the doctor said that you will need plenty of rest, perhaps a few weeks.
Ah.
Frankly, we are glad. We think that you need it. You've been working too hard for too long.
I'd argue, but I don't have the strength.
Well, I'm sure that Maria will help you pass the time. She's an attractive girl.
Yes, she is. Hans, it isn't enough.
What isn't?
Seven Jews. Only seven, Hans, out of the hundreds, perhaps thousands, that are being sent to the concentration camps.
Now that we have seen how it can work, how to maneuver through the bureaucracy, we will get more out.
It isn't enough.
No, I don't suppose that it is. Our plans for revolt have collapsed, Dietrich. At every turn, we are thwarted by some new circumstance. Another victory by Hitler, a sudden change of procedure or personnel. The man is so blasted lucky, it's infuriating.
What are you telling me, Hans?
I'm telling you only that you should use this time to rest and think.
Yeah, but think about what?
Tell me, what do you think of that verse in the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Jesus says that all who take up the sword will perish by the sword?
Yeah, it's a true judgment, and valid for us.
Is it a judgment that you are ready to accept?
Since all other possibilities to eliminate this evil have been exhausted, then... Yes, I am.
Rest, Dietrich. We have a lot of work ahead of us.